Hello, those of you who are staying behind for this, maybe stretch your hands up a bit, like take a little stretch, maybe stand up a bit if you like. That's good. Okay, let's get started. In my presentation, I have about half an hour. I'll try not to overload you. I'll just try to give you a couple of simple basic things that should be helpful and should be useful to you. I'm from the university library. So the university library is part of the Open Science Center. So if you hear the term Open Science Center, that's the university library and the university museum. And I'm an information specialist, and my name is Tiia Putti. First of all, let's start with the basics, just some simple things you need to know about the library, and then I'll talk about information seeking, so I'll try to give you some tips for courses, for assignments where you need to find sources for your coursework, for essays and stuff. But first, the library. So one of the things you'll need is a library card, obviously. Can you please raise your hands if you already have a library card? Okay, nice. And some of you have been to the library tour earlier, and some of you might have that later. But with the library card, there's no hurry. So if you normally at the library building, it's pretty chill, but the beginning of the September is always super busy. So there will be crazy lot of people, crazy queues. So it's okay to get the library card later. When you first need to loan a book, come to the service desk, we'll sort you out. And you don't need a library card to use our electronic services, like our databases and stuff. Okay, so when you come to the library, imagine coming to the library, it's a big open space at the beginning, and then like some more secluded areas at the back of the library building. Obviously, you may pick books from the shelf, you may wander around freely, and there are service stations, self-service stations for loaning books and returning books. And in the first floor, that's where we have our service desk. So come to the first floor service desk if you have any questions, if you need help with anything. And in the first floor also we have the one of the lunch cafeterias and the Cafe Libri, where you can get coffee and, you know, meet friends and stuff. So one of the main things I'd like you to remember is that we are there for you. So if you have any questions, you need help, come to the library or send us an email. We'll be happy to help you. So don't like just worry on your own. Just ask for help. And there are different areas in the library. There are areas for silent work. So if you'd like to read in silence or work on an essay in silence. And then there are group work areas and some more noisy areas as well. They are indicated by signs at the library, so follow those. And some of the group work rooms you can reserve if you'd like. Okay, our library catalog is called YukDoc. That's where you find all the books, e-journals, databases, anything you need. And let me actually just show you instead. Let's go to YukDoc and I'll change the language in English. For example, if you need to find a book, you'll just simply write the name of the book in the search box. And I'll show you how to see if the book is in the shelf and where to find it, like real quickly. Let's get... Sorry, I'll use a Finnish language book because the English ones are mostly e-resources. As are these. So this is very typical. Many of the books are ebooks, and to read an ebook, you'll just have to click on the links. For example, here, I don't know, hopefully you can see, ebook, click this link, and use your university username and password to log in. We have, of course, we have instructions on the library front page. If you need to read an ebook and something is not working, check the instructions on the library front page. But basically, you'll just need to click the link and use your university credentials. And go back to here. Oh. So if you need a paper book, an actual paper book, you'll search for the book with the book's name or the author, and you'll find the book's information in Yükdok, and there will be in the book's information, there's the part that I've circled in red at the bottom there. It's a link to a map. It will tell you the shelf numbers. So in Yükdok, if you just look at the book's information, it'll say, it'll give you this P, Kasv, and then the beginning of the book's name. That doesn't really tell you a lot in terms of how to find the actual book. So thing I've circled in red, click it, you'll see the shelf numbers and where the book is in the shelf. Like this, there will be a map. And if the book that you need is on loan, you can reserve the book, but only if the book is actually on loan. If it's not available, you can only then request or reserve a book. So if the book is in the shelf, please do go yourself and pick the book up from the shelf. So reserving only works if the book is actually on loan. Somebody else has taken it out. And like I said, we have lots of e-materials, online materials, like e-books and databases. And the databases are what's really important to you, most of you, because the databases we have, they contain the scholarly journals, academic journals that you will need to complete coursework and so on. So everything, all of that is accessed through Yükdok. So go to Yükdok, the library database, and then go from there. And when you need to go to a database or use any other online resource, the computer will ask you for your university credentials, so just log in, use your university username and password. And again, on the library front page, we have instructions for all of this. Let's see what I have next. Okay, let's not look at that. We have, again, on the library front page, you will find the library user's guide. That is a page that we have all of the basic information about how to use the library is on there. So, and then we also have something called library tutorial, and that is our online learning material for information seeking. So how to find scholarly and relevant sources. Online learning material called library tutorial is where you can learn all that. And let's go back to the web page here. I'll show you, this is the library front page. Okay, so the library front page, and these are the different guides, instructions, and the library tutorial, where you can learn information seeking, is here behind this click, study online, here, and then we have library user's guide and library tutorial. And then also resources by subject. Here is where you can find, like, according to your own subject that you are studying, what databases are used in different research areas and so on. but like this is the most important here, the library tutorial. And I actually forgot to include in my slides, I think, maybe, that we have an online course, and we've had it a couple of years, but then we like didn't have it last spring, and I used my old slides, so I forgot to include it. But please make a note for yourself, or maybe if you can use your phone or something to log into the course, or you know, write the course's name down for yourself. This is not mandatory, but it's highly recommended. So the students who do take this course, they describe it as essential for succeeding in my studies. So it's full of the things that you need to know, the things that you should know to complete coursework, to find scholarly sources. So for example, when your teacher says you do need to have like scholarly articles as sources for your paper, and if you are unsure how to find that, or if you think that the only way to find those sources is Google Scholar, Google Scholar is okay, but there are other things that you could do. And or if even if you think you're pretty okay with information seeking, you could always learn something new and deepen your skills. So Libesis systematic information seeking, and you get 1 credit for this course. And to complete the course, you will study the library tutorial and complete an information seeking plan. This is in Moodle, and I will, if you sign up, I will send you like email instructions, and I'll explain everything what you need to do. It's really simple. Just 1 assignment, and then the library tutorial learning material. And yeah, so Libesis systematic information seeking, I highly recommend it. Especially if you are doing your master's thesis here. Let's skip those. Okay. So like I mentioned, we have the databases. Those are recommended. So if you are looking for scholarly articles, to find scholarly articles, you can use Google Scholar and databases. Those are the two main things, Google Scholar and scholarly databases that the library has purchased. And let's go back to the YukDoc. Back to YukDoc, and I'll show you how to find the databases in YukDoc. Couple of steps. First, and this is all in library tutorial, it will show you how to do this, but I'll just show you here anyway. So you click search functions, and you click browse for databases. So search functions and browse for databases. And then it'll take a little moment, and then it will load the page with all of our databases. So we have databases for different research areas, and what you need to do is just select your research area here where it says research area. And let's, for example, choose psychology. And then we have all the different databases for psychology. And then under psychology here, you can see what kind of databases we have. So for example, if you are looking for articles, like I mentioned, like you need to find scholarly articles, you could choose articles here below psychology. On the other hand, if you'd like to like have a handbook or an encyclopedia, you could click here, like handbooks and encyclopedias in psychology. And this is the easiest way to access the databases. So search functions, browse for databases, and then choose the research area. And like I said, this is library tutorial has this information on how to do this. And We have, like I said, we have different databases that are specific to your research area. And then, of course, there are some multidisciplinary databases that most of you can use. For example, Scopus and Academic Search Elite in EBSCO. So let's move on. That's actually one way to find the databases, but let's look here. And then, okay, so when you are in the actual database and you would like to search for articles, one of the things you need to know is what search terms to use. So you could just, you know, write in the search box, write whatever comes to your mind, use whatever search terms comes to your mind. But you might notice that you won't get like super relevant results. Sometimes you might, of course. In most databases, they have what's called thesaurus. And again, I don't know if you can see, I'm sorry, but you will have these slides. They are in the International Affairs Program, Orientation Program site. So you can look at it later if you want. Like I said, most databases have a thesaurus or, you know, subject terms where you can find like different concepts that are used in the databases in your research area. So thesaurus or, you know, subject terms, they are concepts that are used in your research area. And different databases offer you like different sort of lists of these words. And that's like, that's how you can find more search terms and after that more like relevant search results, because you are using the same language that the database, because you are using the database's own concepts, and that sort of you're speaking the same language with the database. And like I said, you are in the database, you are searching for articles, and now you have search terms that you have come up with on your own, and now you have search terms that you have looked up in the database's own thesaurus. And then you can also, of course, use handbooks and encyclopedias and dictionaries to, you know, think about what search terms might help you find the sources that you need. So in many cases, in many research areas, we can talk about topics. We can talk about a topic with many different concepts. So we can use many different concepts to talk about the same topic. And you, when you are just trying to find some information, you won't be able to know beforehand like what concepts are used in the articles that you are trying to find. So that's why you need to have like alternative concepts, like many concepts for the same topic. And use these handbooks, dictionaries, encyclopedias, and subject terms in databases to learn to find different search terms. Okay. And actually, let's go back here. Oh, let's not. So if you are searching in the database, you have a search term like international communication, for example. Let's say you are looking for information on international communication. And what you could do is you could have phrase marks, so quotation marks, around those words. So international communication is the thing you are searching for, put quotation marks around it, and you will get like exact hits. And then, of course, you can use and you can use or if you like, write cats and dogs, you will find results where, you know, the article talks about both cats and dogs. So both cats and dogs are mentioned in the article if you search for cats and dogs. But if you search for cats or dogs, then you will find articles where in one article they might only talk about cats, in one article they might only talk about dogs, or both. So and or. And of course, if you are like, if you have like a project, like an essay where you actually need to find information, make a mind map. So that's how you can, in a mind map, you put your topic in the middle, and then you have like the different aspects of the topic, so different points of view around the center, and then you can sort of list like alternative topics and such under its like point of view or aspect under its branch in the mind map. Skip a couple of those. Okay, so that was all about like a quick tutorial, a quick info on how to like navigate databases, how to find databases in Yukdoc, and like how to try to find what you are actually looking for. Okay, so next, just a couple of things about source criticism and how to actually select scholarly articles as your sources. So the first step is what we already covered, so use an actual database, not just Google Scholar, or and especially not just like the basic Google. In basic Google you won't find scholarly articles. So databases and Google Scholar, that's how you. And databases is the easiest way, because in many databases there is an option to limit your search results in, limit the search results to peer-reviewed articles, or peer-reviewed journals. Can you please raise your hand if you have an idea what peer-reviewed articles mean? Is that are you familiar with what peer-reviewed articles mean? Okay. So what peer-reviewed articles are? They're articles that have been reviewed or approved before they have been published in a scholarly journal. So basically that means when you are searching for scholarly articles, you are basically searching for peer-reviewed articles. So peer-reviewed articles are basically the same as scholarly articles. And peer-reviewed articles, like I said, have been published in scholarly journals. They have been sort of pre-approved, and there's a certain criteria that they have to like meet. So look for peer-reviewed articles. And like I said, the easiest way to find peer-reviewed articles is to use the databases that you can find in Yukdoc. And then there's usually a little checkbox that you can check that says peer-reviewed articles to limit the search results to peer-reviewed articles. And in Google Scholar, there's no option to limit the search results to peer-reviewed articles, but more about that in a minute. And of course, if you could also use books as sources, of course, and books by renowned scientific publishers obviously would be like scholarly books that you could use. And here I have links to two services where you can find if a scholar, if a journal or book is scholarly. So Publication Forum mainly is a service that you can use to find out if the journal or book you are looking for, if it is actually academic. So all of this is obviously important to. These are like the basic skills that you should have as an university student. This is a basic part of information seeking process of any like writing process where you need to use scholarly sources. And like I said, Google Scholar is fine. You can use Google Scholar, but please keep in mind that it contains scholarly articles and also lots of different types of texts that are not necessarily scholarly articles. They might be conference papers, working papers, and just reports and documents, other documents. So in Google Scholar, you can find very nice, very good search results because of Google's search functions that are very good. But you cannot limit your search results to scholarly sources. And I always, like, when I'm teaching, I always we do a search in the Google Scholar, and then I always ask students or you how they would go on and like how they would evaluate the search results that they get in the Google Scholar. And always students say that they would look at the cited by number. So there's in Google Scholar there is a number that tells you how many people have cited the article. But that only tells you how popular the article is. That doesn't actually tell you if it is a scholarly article or not. So this, if many people have cited the article, yes, it's a popular article, and it might be like an essential article in the field, but not necessarily. And okay, so to summarize, use Google Scholar and databases. And databases you can find in YukDoc. And limit your search results to peer-reviewed articles or journals. And actually, let's jump. Okay. So finally, when you are searching for search results, let's say you in the database you found some relevant articles that you think would they are what you're looking for. You always like take all the information of the article so that you can reference it later. And we actually have a tool for this. I don't know if I have it here. No, I don't. Okay, so we have RefWorks. Have any of you, can you please raise your hand? Have you used RefWorks or Mendeley or something like that to manage your resources? Okay, some of you, great. You can use Mendeley to manage your sources or RefWorks. RefWorks is what we support in our university. And that means you are when you are in the database and you have, for example, a RefWorks account, with a couple of clicks, you can save the article in your RefWorks account. So you don't have to like write the name of the article or send it to you yourself as an email or something like that to reference it later. You just save the article to your RefWorks account, and then you can use RefWorks to create your citations and bibliography, for example, if you're writing an essay. So for example, I've heard many people say, and myself, that after they've started to use RefWorks, they like wouldn't dream of actually managing their references by hand. And I used to be very good at like different citation styles, and I could like remember how you like do different citation styles. But in RefWorks, there are RefWorks has the different citation styles. For example, APA. Is a very like common popular citation style, and if you use RefWorks, you don't have to know how to create that citation style because RefWorks will do that for you. And like I don't know how remember like different citation styles because I don't have to because RefWorks will do that for me. And yeah, so referencing and citation is obviously very important. Because when you are writing, one of the main things in academic writing is that when you are using somebody else's work, you have to reference, you have to tell where the idea came from. You have to separate your own ideas from somebody else's ideas. And how you do that is you reference. And like one of the main things how plagiarism actually occurs, like it's not that you are like doing it on purpose. Sometimes it's an accident. You just don't know all the details on how you should reference. So use RefWorks and then study the library tutorial. We have a whole section on how to reference, how to use different citation styles, and then we have courses on how to use RefWorks. And let's see. Okay. One thing I'll mention quickly. Our library building is in Seminaarinmäki, so the old campus in Seminaarinmäki. That's where our library building is, and the library building will be going under some renovations starting next spring, late spring. So if you are, that's there to look out for. And let's see, I'll take you back to the library front page. And here, we have library curriculum and library courses. And these are like the general courses, and here you could find RefWorks, so courses on how to use the RefWorks reference management program. And you can find those courses in Korpi, and we have like a couple of those in English every semester. And like I said, if you have any like questions, any problems, if you are like trying to find a book and it's not there, or if you don't know how to find sources or any other problem related to library, come to the library first floor or send us an email. And like I said, the library front page is where you can access the different instructions and guides. And I have the links here in my slides if you like to look at those later. Okay, I think that was it. Sorry for my rambling presentation. Do you have any questions at the end? Okay. Thank you for participating and have a nice day.